It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. And it is weekly, actually. Today we have a fun guest. This is a really cool topic that I want to get into, and it's reverse mortgages. Because so many people have heard of them, but they don't know about them. This gentleman is a senior mortgage broker and a mortgage specialist, four-time Amazon best-selling author. With over 21 years of experience, he's known for helping senior homeowners make informed, confident financing decisions through education, transparency, and a people-first approach. One of only a few hundred certified reverse mortgage pros in the country, he brings real-world insight, integrity, and a deep passion for serving seniors and their families. Right up our alley, let's welcome Kevin Guttman. Kevin, welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so glad to be here.
Great to have you here. This is a particularly fun topic because, you know, I would say most of my audience skews towards people that are looking at retirement or in retirement and trying to figure out the best monetary strategies. Not everybody's in that category, but certainly everybody should learn about the topic that you're an expert in. So let's start with how you got into this. And I have a feeling it has something to do with the title of your book, which we'll talk about later.
So go ahead. So I grew up in a real estate home. My dad was a realtor and investor in Southern California. So from the time I was a little guy, I started learning about how to buy real estate, how to evaluate real estate. And when I started my career, I worked in the nonprofit world. My job was to travel around the country, meet with donors, and raise money for people in a developing world so they could have clean water, medical clinics, schools, small business loans. I met some amazing people, had just, you know, 12 years of just an amazing run. But my wife and I have five kids, and I needed to be home more. I was traveling too much.
Okay.
So I left that, and she also comes from a real estate background, so we started flipping houses, which was a ton of fun. And ultimately, in 2004, I got into mortgage. 2007, I got trained in reverse mortgages. But honestly, Mark, there were some things about the program I just wasn't sure about. You know, I just wasn't comfortable with. So I just kind of put it on the shelf. 2014 and 15, the government and Congress changed those things and made it safer for seniors. So I got retrained. And for the last 11 years, I've been offering reverse mortgages. Because it's a high impact loan, very misunderstood, therefore underutilized, misrepresented. Even people like Dave Ramsey trash them, and they don't really know what they're saying about it because they're not licensed and not trained to offer them.
Well, you and I kind of have a look of Dave Ramsey, but maybe you could tell me a little bit about, maybe just explain to people that don't know what a reverse mortgage is.
Yeah. So since 1961, people have been able to make their mortgage payment optional with a reverse mortgage. So there's no payment required. They can make a monthly payment of interest only. They can make a full payment. They can make intermittent payments, but there's no payment required. That's a unique feature of a reverse mortgage. Another unique feature of a reverse mortgage is it's a non-recourse loan. So every loan people have gotten, every mortgage people have gotten up to this point in their life, they've personally been liable for. They've signed their name saying, I will repay the money I'm borrowing. With the reverse mortgage, the only recourse the lender has is against the sale or refinance of the house. That's the only way they recoup their money. And these loans, most of them, 90% of them, are backed by the FHA. So they come with mortgage insurance. And what that means is no debt can be passed on to your heirs. So those are some unique features about it. It has to be your primary home. You have to pay the property taxes, insurance. If there's an HOA, pay that on time. As long as you do, the term of the loan is 150 years, much longer than a home equity line of credit or a traditional mortgage. Obviously, people don't live that long, but the government's designed it so you can't outlive it.
I see. So how would it work? So you've got a person that wants to get a reverse mortgage, and it sounds appealing because there's no payment. So what does that look like? Give us in terms of, say, $1 million home.
Yeah. So most people, depending upon how much you can borrow, is based on three things: age of the youngest borrower, the interest rate, which are the low fives right now, and the value of the home. So in your example, we'll say it's a 62-year-old person with a million-dollar home, they can probably borrow about 35% loan to value. I guess that's another unique feature is the loan to values are between 35 and 45%. They're pretty low
That is unique.
because they don't know how long somebody's going to live in the house. They
I
don't
see.
know how fast they're going to draw on the money. They don't know what's going to happen with appreciation. They have a model they show with an amortization schedule, year-over-year model of how the loan could perform. But some years it's going to be low, some years it's going to be high, some years it's going to be in the middle. These loans can be fixed or adjustable. 99% of people choose adjustable because that's the way that people can access money throughout the life of the loan. If people choose fixed, they take all the money up front. They can't go get any other money without refinancing. So by far, 99% people choose adjustable because they want the flexibility of getting the money. Now, to answer your question, how can people access the money? Three different ways. They can get a lump sum payment, they can get monthly payments to them, or they can get a line of credit. Again, by far, most people choose the line of credit, which they later can convert to lump sum payments or monthly payments to them. So this is kind of the secret sauce. I had a financial planner tell me one time, he goes, "I know the secret sauce of these reverse mortgages." I'm like, "Oh, good. What is it?" He goes, "It is the line of credit." I'm said, "You're exactly right." Because, and I ask financial professionals this all the time. I said, "Do you have a product that grows tax-free, that's insured, that's protected from any market correction, that's liquid, and that's guaranteed?" And there isn't one. That's what a reverse mortgage line of credit is. It can grow by compound interest year over year. We'll just say 6% for sake of example. So in 12 years, we'll use your example, Mark. Somebody has a $350,000 line of credit, age 62. They don't touch any of the money. 12 years later, with a 6% growth rate every year, that money's going to double. Now it's 700,000. The money's grown tax-free. They can access the money tax-free because, as you know, proceeds from a mortgage aren't taxable. It's not income. It's a loan.
Interesting. So why would somebody want to choose a reverse mortgage over a conventional?
Yeah. Usually it's because of cash flow, one reason. They don't want a monthly payment or they want an optional payment. Another reason is they like, why would people do it now at this stage of life? A lot of times people want to start giving away their estate while they're alive. Give the money away with a warm hand versus a cold hand. They want to help their kids or their grandkids get started with real estate, or they maybe want to buy a business, or they need to fund long-term care expenses, i.e., buy a hybrid policy, life long-term care, or just pay for it out of pocket with proceeds from a reverse mortgage if they can't qualify for long-term care insurance. Maybe they want to buy a second home. I mean, you've referenced my book earlier. That's kind of what my book talks about. A reverse mortgage changed my life because it's like a fingerprint. People can use it however, whatever is in their heart to do in this stage of life, they can finance it with a reverse mortgage.
So it's really interesting because it's a totally different way of thinking, actually. But let's say we use that same example. Somebody has a $1 million house that they have equity in, right? And it's free and clear. Obviously, this doesn't work if there's an existing mortgage, right?
It does. So we can take your example again. Let's say they owe
Yeah.
$250, they can draw $350, they just pay off the $250. Now they have a $100,000 line of credit. But here's what I found, Mark, is in the earning years, people have been putting money into a 401k or an
Yeah.
IRA or a Roth or whatever. Why? Because they want that money to grow. They're expecting to get a return on that money, correct?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. So one of the questions I ask people who have a lot of equity is, what's the return on investment on your equity? Now, we're not talking about the appreciation because appreciation is only realized when a property is sold or
That's right.
refinanced. It's kind of a phantom number. But I'm asking about that equity that's sitting there. In this case, in your example, $1 million sitting there earning 0%. It's debt equity. And that drives people crazy. They can't stand that they're getting a 0% return. Versus they could take 35% of it, 350, and they can start getting, we'll just say our example, 6% a year, guaranteed compound interest, insured, protected by the market. So they do that even though they quote unquote don't need it, because life hits everybody. Just today, I heard about a friend's daughter, a young lady, 35 years old, went out to California for the weekend, got the flu, and died. I mean, that's totally unexpected. But life hits us like that all the time. There's things coming at us all the time. COVID, inflation, right? There's all kinds of things that are coming at us that we may or may not be prepared for. Long-term care is one of them. I think you've probably seen the study from Fidelity that a healthy 65-year-old couple is going to have 315,000 out-of-pocket expenses, medical expenses in retirement, because people are living longer. A lot of times they have to fund these things on top of what Medicare pays. So this is a way to offset or shift the risk away from themselves to an insurance policy or use equity to pay for these things. Before we came on, you mentioned about maybe talking about some advanced strategies. So that just triggered one in my mind, if I could share it real quick.
Yeah, let's hear it. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our cash flow machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
One of the fears or one of the concerns people have is there'll be less equity in the end for their heirs. But if they do it wisely, they'll take some of this money and they'll buy, we're going to say there's 350,000 at stake, so to speak, right? That they may not give to their heirs. But if they take some of that money and they buy a life insurance policy with a long-term care rider, now they've protected themselves from a long-term care event, needing to pay for that. And they have a life insurance policy that's also tax-free that they can pass on to the heirs when they pass. So now they're not giving just 350, they're not forfeiting that amount. Now they can give much more to their heirs through a life insurance policy. So this is why we talk about the velocity of money. Have that money out there working for you. Don't have it just sitting there earning zero. And that's what a reverse mortgage can do in the right situation for the right person.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's continue with my example. And now somebody's gotten the reverse mortgage, $350,000 on a million-dollar home, and they're not making payments, and they use it for whatever they're using it for. I guess they're using it for, let's call it home care, right? Home health care. And they live under this guise for 10 years, and then they pass away. What happens then?
And that's a very realistic scenario. So just like any mortgage, when the loan becomes due, in this case, when the last person moves out of the house, the loan becomes due. And the estate or the heirs have up to 6 months to sell or refinance the note. So we're going to say they drew that money for 10 years, and we're just going to say they owe 350 just to keep the math simple for us. But now the property's worth 1.5 because it's appreciated over 10 years. It's not a million anymore. So they sell the property, they pay off the note, and the proceeds go to the heirs or to the estate. Or in some cases, maybe the person wanted to stay at home as long as they could, but now they need more help. They need to go into assisted living or memory care. So now they've still got a chunk of money to pay for that. So I would say I can't say 100% of the cases, but in a large majority of cases right now, because people are able to borrow so little, 35 to 45%, there's almost always money left at the end.
I see. Really interesting. Really interesting. I had another question, but that's okay. I think you answered it in your answer there. Oh, here's the question. What if they, can you put your house in a trust and still
Yeah.
utilize a reverse mortgage?
Yeah. We can actually close in a trust. A lot of people are thinking that way as they are, golden years of life. They're thinking about estate and legacy and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we can close in a trust. We just need to get a copy of it. The attorneys review it. I've never had one not approved. So, yeah, it's just another step we take. But, yeah, we can close in the trust for privacy and such.
Cool. Well, I think that's a comprehensive overview. What have I not asked you that I really should have asked you?
So here's one thing, and this is part of what causes confusion for
Yeah.
people. There's three main ways that people use a reverse mortgage. The most popular way, two-thirds of people use it to eliminate or make their monthly payment optional. Two-thirds of people use it that way. The second way people use it is to access equity. That's more what we've been talking about, the free and clear home, that kind of thing, or a low mortgage balance. This is where people get into gifting, helping their kids, their grandkids, charity, taking trips, remodeling their house. They can literally do anything they want with the money except purchase an annuity. That's the only restriction they put on the money, the government, because really what they're doing is they're unlocking equity, and the government doesn't want them to go put it in an annuity and tie it up for a number of
I
years
see.
with more fees. So that's the only restriction that is on proceeds from a reverse mortgage. And the third way, about 4% of people use it this way, which is to buy a new home. So, Mark, a lot of times our clients have lived in their home for 20, 30, 40 years. And it's where they raise their kids, it's where they have all these memories. But maybe the neighborhood's changed. Maybe they don't feel safe anymore. Maybe they want to move closer to their family. Maybe they need to move closer to their doctors or whatever. So, what I find a lot of times is somebody's lived in their home a long time, but it doesn't necessarily suit them today. A lot
Yeah.
of maintenance, deferred maintenance, perhaps.
It's a big house.
Yeah, the stairs, one of
Yeah.
them can't do the stairs, they have to move. So here's where they can use leverage, which they've done to get to this point in their life, right? Very few people at 25 or 35 or 45 pay cash for a home. They use a mortgage for leverage to finance a home, pay it off, pay it down. So that can happen at this stage in life with HECM for purchase. HECM stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. That's the government term for a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgage is the street name.
Yeah.
HECM is the government name. HECM for purchase. So in our example, somebody would put down 65%. They would borrow 35%, and then they'd have no mortgage payment. They can make a payment if they choose to, but they don't have to. So here's another advanced strategy that your listeners might benefit from. I've had people do this. So I had a client who had a reverse mortgage, sold their home, moved to another home, and I taught them this. They said, "We want to use that strategy you told us about," which is overfunding. They're putting more than 65% down. In their case, they put 85% down. So now they have 20%. I think it was about 100,000, if I remember. This happened a year ago. 100,000 in the line of credit that's going to grow by compound interest, insured, protected from the market, guaranteed compound interest, et cetera, that they can later convert to monthly payments or lump sum. So the reason they did that is they were only getting 4% in their money market,
Sure.
and now they could get 6% in this line of credit. So it's you hit it a second ago. You said this is so unique. And if people can truly take some time to learn and understand it, it is a game changer for so many people. So the way I came up with the title of my book, I brought my clients into the radio studio. We were going to do some radio spots. And the theme of the spots was a reverse mortgage changed my life, because that's what I kept hearing from my clients.
Wow, yeah,
I can't
team.
tell you how much this has helped me. I left in tears. I was so impacted. And I thought, I got to write a book about how
Good for
my
you.
clients have been helped with this product, because there's so much negative stuff out there about them. And
Yeah.
if people truly understood it, it's a game changer for their retirement years. It really
Yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Whether you have money or not, if you have money, it just allows you to get access to more money and give more money away. If you don't have money, if you're a It's a need them and not need them, right? There's two classes of people. They're desperate, they need it, they're out of money, and then there's people who don't need it. Both sets of people benefit from it.
Sure. Well, that's a cool thing. I mean, I'm all about financial education. So is this channel. So is this podcast. Sounds like you are too. Obviously, we make money on educating people about finances. But if you don't get educated about finances from people like you and me, you're not getting educated in our school system. And unfortunately, this is where you have to learn about these things. So, Kevin, is there a place that people can find out a little bit more and get even more educated and maybe get a copy of your book or figure out a way to work with you? What's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, my book's on Amazon. I have four books. One of the most recent one we're talking about is on Amazon. But my website has so much great information, reversemortgagerevolution.com. And there's a right on the main screen, there's a way they can download or access a consumer guide. And that is just so comprehensive. It answers every question I've ever been asked over the last 11 years,
Cool.
has FAQs. Has some examples, has some myths we talk about, compares forward mortgage with traditional mortgage, compares a HELOC with a reverse mortgage line of credit. There's some in there about jumbo reverse mortgages, which are 1.2 million and up to 10 million in value. So I encourage people, jump on my website, reversemortgagerevolution.com, download that consumer guide, educate yourself, and just learn how this can just help you help more people. Do more good and have more certainty and security in this stage of life.
I love it. I love the message, and I love what you're talking about. It's a cool topic, and it's a cool tool, I think. So, thanks for your time, your wisdom today on the Wealth Architect podcast. Great to meet you, and great to have you here.
I really enjoyed it, Mark. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. And everybody else who's listening and watching, remember what I always say: never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. I'll see you next time. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.